Hello and welcome back to Watch Talk Across the Pond. We have part two, numero a dos, of watches we'd have if we only had a one watch collection. And now we're looking at
3,000 and under 5,000.
Of course. And I am your, we are your hosts, I should say. We have Dean from One to Watch.
Woo!
And we have Bill from Not a Watch.
Go on, say it.
Not a Watch Snob.
You got cut off before, didn't you? Hey, well, you know what? I think we'll do a wrist check, and then we better have a recap what we've gone for in the lower sections. And I've just realised there's a pattern to what I've gone for. Have you worked this out yet?
All betas.
No, GMTs. I've gone for a GMT. Ooh, both categories.
You love your GMT.
Well, I never used to. It's just, I'm, you know, it won't be too long before I retire and do quite a bit of travelling. So GMT is going to come pretty handy for me, mate.
And where's the first place you're going to go when you retire and go travel?
Oh, probably Europe, France, Italy, and America, of course, see you. Of course.
Here we go. Hey, come back.
Hey. Cool, yeah. Go to Massachusetts.
It's the best. The best state. You know, we invented the telephone, which I just found out about.
Graham Bell.
Yeah, I didn't know that he was working in Boston when he invented the telephone.
Is that right?
Yeah, I had no clue. Just learned that this morning.
Graham Bell, yeah. Okay, well, what have you got on your wrist now? Have you got the same one on?
Oh, I didn't know we were supposed to strip off our watches.
Oh,
I
still you don't have to. You just that it's like a new, you know, this is like going to be put out as a separate episode. So you have got the Hamilton Ventura, the Elvis Presley watch, again, looking dead cool, mate. It really suits, that watch is perfect for you.
It is. It's cool. Definitely.
When you come to England, do a Elvis Presley karaoke.
Do you have that?
Well, not a lot, but I'm sure we can find one if we search hard enough.
Oh, I love karaoke.
We might have to wait till we go to China or somewhere together, but a bit of luck. We might find one in London somewhere. Yeah.
Would you ever go to China? I have no desire to go to China.
Probably. Or go to Japan. We better go to Japan. We can go to Ginza. We can go to Ginza, can't we?
Of course. That would be great. Japan sounds great, but China?
Yeah. China, no. Japan, I think. Japan,
I'm afraid, what if I get a liking to bugs? You know, I go over there, I have a nice roasted cockroach, I come back to America, I'm like, shit, where am I going to get cockroach, you know?
Well, you might struggle, mate, you might struggle, but I don't think that's going to happen anyway, anytime soon. Don't panic. Don't panic, Mr. Mannerin. Right, okay. So, on my wrist, I have actually got... Look at this.
You changed it. That's the yellow one you were talking about, huh?
Yeah, it's grey. It's got a bit of yellow on the subdial, so I've got a yellow racing strap. It's got a tachymeter and everything. It's the Boulder Venture Mecha Quartz. It's one of the racing style ones. I always forget what they're called, but it's got the tachymeter on. It's the grey one with the yellow bits on, and then it's got a black chapter ring with the tachymeter on. So it's nice colours, yeah. It does also look very good with a grey rubber strap that belongs to my Boulder Odyssey Freediver as well. So yeah, a little bit of a strap monster on the quiet.
Very nice.
What do you think of the yellow strap?
The yellow strap looks nice. I think with a grey suit that would look sharp because it would pop.
Yeah. It feels kind of brave for me to wear something like a bright yellow strap. I'm just going with it, you know. Everyone seems to. I get loads of sort of like, oh, it looks really good, you know. So I think go with it.
You were wearing a gray three-piece suit and a scally cap, I would fucking eat your heart out. Oh, my God. You'd look great.
Right. Definitely a bit American Psycho. Or is it Hannibal Lecter eating my heart out? Hannibal Lecter.
It is Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal Lecter, yeah. With a nice Chianti. Some fava beans.
Hello, Paris.
Bloody Americans, right. Okay, so, for £500, in the end, it was a very close one between the Blauvelue and the Prilet and the Seiko 5 Sports GMT, but I went for the Seiko 5 Sports GMT as a good all-round watch, which I think would be better for going in water and things, and just a really good all-round watch. And in under £1,000, I had a lot of contenders like the Doxa Sub 200, the Seiko 62 Mass, but in the end, it went to the Boulder Odyssey Freediver GMT because I'm going to order one pretty soon anyway. So it just seemed quite sensible to go for one that I'm actually ordering. What did you go for? So both GMT watches for me in the end, very strangely.
Alpina.
Oh yeah, under 500 Alpina. Yeah.
Under 500 Alpina. And I forget what mine under 1,000 was. It was a...
Ward, didn't you?
Christopher Ward was a solid choice. That or Baume & Mercier, I don't know.
Yeah, what was your Chris Ward? Which one did you go for? Did you go for the C60, the diver one?
Honestly, I was going to go for the Trident, yeah.
The Trident, yeah, C60, I think that would be the one for you,
but
mate.
The Trident Chrono. Trident GMT, my bad.
Oh, the GMT, yeah, I think
I like GMTs.
Yeah, very good. Well, look, yeah, you got to wear a GMT when you come to England, haven't you, to keep track of what time it is in Massachusetts.
No, I won't call anybody when I'm in Massachusetts. Fuck
that. That's the thing, isn't it? If you didn't wear it, if you had a GMT and you go abroad, you don't wear it. It's pretty bad, isn't it? It's the only one you can wear when you go abroad.
Does my cell phone work in England? How's that work?
Oh, we'll work it out, mate. We'll get you one. We'll get you a burner phone. We'll get you a burner phone.
No, I got a roaming plan, I think. I don't know how it works.
We'll sort it, yeah. Come on, you're American. You guys rule the world. You'll work anywhere. You're American.
Do you have Verizon?
We'll work it out, mate. Don't worry.
You have AT&T.
We'll work it out. Don't worry.
AT&T with a spotter tee.
Right. Okay. Up to $3,000 /pounds, because it's the same now, isn't it? Pounds and dollars are the same. So up to $3,000 in any currency. And do you want to? Yeah, it's your turn. You go first. What have you got on your cards for this one?
All right. You already got a list. Let me take out the trusty phone for the list. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
My good friend, Nomos. The Nomos Tangente.
Oh, I forgot that. That should have been on my list. Good one.
Nomos is great. $1,900. You can find it used in excellent condition on Chrono 24.
Yeah.
I'm also looking at a Breitling. The Breitling Avenger Seawolf. I've had a few of those. Those are $25 to $2,000, whatever you want to fucking call it.
Yeah, so they're definitely, yeah.
Solid watch, solid bracelet, solid case, 10,000 feet water resistant. To you Brits, that's 1,000 meters water resistant.
Perfect, yeah. So we hopefully that won't get wet, yeah.
Omega DeVille.
Oh, nice.
$2,700 pre-owned.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Bell and Ross.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The square. Oh,
good. Yeah. And another one. Yeah. So go on, let me do mine first then. You can decide to make a decision which one you're actually going to take with you.
Of course.
A bit like Desert Island Watch. Which one will you take with you? Right. Okay. So under £3,000. Well, I've got to start with the one I tried on. So this was yesterday. I'd had my CV19 injection, and then they said you can't drive 15 minutes because you're not insured. And literally, I'm not just making this up, across the road was a watch shop. It's the nearest watch shop to my house as well, in Bakewell, where they make the Bakewell tarts in England. And they sell IWC, Breitling, and a few other watches in this shop, but in particular Breitling and IWC. And I actually tried a few Breitling on, and I tried the Breitling Super Ocean. I think it was 44. He said it was 42 diameter, but I think it might have been 44. And it was quite thin, especially as it was 1,000 meters water resistance. And it had a helium escape valve and everything. Mm. And it wore really well. It was amazingly thin. And it was blue. But the bezel, it had the rice on it was like sticking up a bit, like a bit like Yachtmaster. It wasn't sort of cut out. It was actually sort of, you know, and it was it wasn't shiny like ceramic. It was a very dull sort of bezel.
Yep.
And God, I really like that. I nearly bought it on the spot. I've been checking out today, and he said it was 3,300 something. But anyway, I talked him down to 3,000 cash, so I could have got it for 3,000, which actually was a good price for it.
Why didn't you buy it?
Well, there's so many watches, and I've you know, there's watches I'm in the process of getting them, putting my name down for. So, you know, I got to go away and sleep on it. You know what I mean, Bill? That's a bit impulsive.
Don't ever come to my shop.
There's the Breitling. There's the Tag AcroRacer. Is it AcroRacer?
The automatic.
The automatic divers. They're not quite round. They're a bit of a sort of XC whatever shape.
Square, yeah.
I do like them. I think they're really good. And then the other one is Tudor. You've got the black, for this price range, you've got the Blackberry GMT, you've got the Ranger, and I think there is one of the Pelagos on the strap. I think most of the Pelagos are more expensive, but I think yep. if you're going to go new, I think it might be one of the old models on the strap.
Not bad.
I think my pick out of those Tudor ones might be the Blackberry GMT. I think, and it's probably because I tried it on yesterday, I think at this exact point in time, I would go for the Breitling Super Ocean.
Not bad.
In blue, probably the 1,000-meter one, or might go for the 42mm one. You'd have to sort of look at the comparison of the two, try them both on. I think I'd go for that. Which are you going for out of your choices, Bill?
I'm definitely going with my I miss my Breitling. It was huge on me, but that thing you could beat the shit out of it and it'd be fine.
Perfect. Good, tough watch. Well, that's great. We've both gone for a Breitling on that one. I think it's perfect. I've gone for all sports watches now. They've all got bezels that move around and things. Two of them are GMT, one's Diver. So there's a bit of a pattern there. I've already gone back into divers though at the minute, strangely.
That's fair. So that's fine.
I go in and out, go in and out.
You really do.
Great. Yeah, no, that's really good. So the last category, under $5,000 stroke pounds, because it's the same. Mm-hmm. I think it's me to go first as well, Bill. Shall I go?
Of course, man.
Okay. So I've kind of got three, but I'm sure you're going to throw loads more in. Amiga Seamaster, I think, comes in that price range just nicely. Mm-hmm. Solid watch. Come very close to buying one secondhand, actually, a few times.
And why haven't you?
Every time I don't pull the trigger, I regret it afterwards.
Yeah.
I think they look great, especially the sort of blue ones, the sort of blue and gray ones that with the... Guilloche wave pattern.
Yep.
Brilliant. Great watches.
Gorgeous.
And it's got the Bond connection and everything to it.
Bow, 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 bow.
Exactly. You know, we both think we're a bit of a Bond on the quiet. you could actually get the Rolex Oyster Perpetual, if you can get one, Oyster Perpetual 41mm steel on steel. No, not precious metal, on a bracelet, steel bracelet, for just under 5,000.
Not bad.
It might just be a few pence over. And
taxes and fees.
Another watch that I tried on at the watch show the other week was the Panerai.
And
I'm guessing the Luminor, whatever it is, but yeah. The Panerai. And they come, a lot of them come in at just under 5,000, and
they do,
and that just looked great. It's a great stylish watch.
So sexy.
You know, I think you can't help but look cool in one of them. You got to get leather jackets and, you know,
gorgeous
cool jeans, leather jackets, motorbike, going by a Norton or a Triumph or something. Just perfect. Yeah. So that's my three choices for under 5K. Yeah. So I'll get one of them in a minute. So what are you going for, Bill?
So I was thinking, great minds think alike, as always.
Yeah.
If someone was smart, they'd go with the Grand Seiko Heritage Spring Drive, but screw that, because I don't like Grand Seiko.
How did I forget Grand Seiko? I love Grand Seiko, but wow, yeah.
You could get an ICW Pilot Mark 10 or 5, 9, whatever it is.
No, I did look at some the other day, actually.
So it's XV is what, 10?
Yeah.
What's XV in Roman numerals?
XV is 15. X is 10. V is 5. 15.
Okay, so 15, 16, 17, 18. Mark 18.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know Roman numerals. You could get an Omega Speedmaster Racing for 3,600.
Oh, God, yeah. Speedmaster. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Moonwatch, yeah.
But I also picked a Panerai Radium, whatever, however you want to say
it. Yeah.
Beautiful watch. But the one I would totally choose would be the Cartier, Calibre de Cartier. Let me pull this up for you. Look at the date on this fucking baby right here.
Oh, well, I've seen it. I've seen that sort of thing before. Yeah, I like it. What about the Santos? How much is the Santos? Because they're pretty cool.
Santos is $4,500, but...
Yeah.
Wow. Santos is so nice, and that would be a dream watch, but, I mean, this is just cool, dude. Look at that date.
Yeah, nice one. Yeah, okay, so you're going for that.
Mm-hmm.
And Cartier, big brand. And
you could even get a Jaeger LeCoultre, by the way.
Ah, I think I'm going to go for the Seamaster, to be honest, because it is a watch I've nearly bought a few times. It is a bit of a sort of midterm grail, I suppose.
Yeah.
So I think the Seamaster on the 5K. So shall we just recap? So I've gone for under 5,000 Seiko 5 Sports GMT. Under 1,000, I've gone for Boulder Odyssey Freediver GMT, which is just come out. Under 3,000, I've gone for the Breitling Super Ocean 44 1,000 meter water resistance. And under 5,000, I've gone for the Omega Seamaster.
Mm.
And go through yours, Bill.
Mine was Alpina. Mine was, what was my second one?
So under 500, Alpina. Under 1,000 it's Chris. You keep forgetting
Christopher Ward.
Christopher Ward. Trident, C60 Trident.
Trident. I was going to go for the Breitling. Avenger Seawolf, and then I was going to go for Cartier.
Oh, great selection. I think you're Chris Ward as well for under 1,000. You might actually get a chronometer.
I just got this for $400. This is Christopher Ward.
Oh yeah. You would have the red bezel. Oh, you know what? Keep that because they've stopped making the red bezel, and apparently they're really hard to make ceramic bezels in red.
Good. So
that's going to be worth a bit. Yeah.
I bought it for $400.
That's good. I bought my first two prop watches, which came roughly at the same time, was a Seiko 5. I bought a second-hand or beat up off a friend and did it up. And was the Christopher Ward, that same watch, Christopher Ward C60 Trident. And it was in their Christmas sale, and I bought it. It was half price, and I paid about £330.
That's not quite bad.
Bracelets and everything brand new.
You know, do you have any watches incoming?
No, funny enough, I don't at the minute. I'm going to hopefully order the Boulder Odyssey Freediver GMT. I'm hoping the pound and dollar gets a bit more favourable towards the pound, so it saves me a bit of money. It's just I've watched the price of the Boulder watches because they're set in dollars converted to pounds, and they keep going up every week. They've been going up, and it's just bonkers now. They've gone up about 20% in about the last few months. So I'm hoping the pound sort of gains against the dollar a bit, so they come down again.
Very fair.
Before I order, because they're not out until beginning of December, so I'm just going to hang on for a few weeks and see what happens.
So I luckily have about five watches coming in from different brands.
Oh my god, mate!
That I haven't paid for. That I've been sponsored by the brands. I have AVM, which is from the Micro Brands book. I have EMG, another watch from the Micro Brands book. I have Haim from the Micro Brands book.
Yeah,
and then I have Timeless Swiss Watch, which is not from the Micro Brands book, but from Facebook, all hit me up and said, we'd like you to review our watches. So those are coming in.
You're getting yourself out there now. You're getting noticed, aren't you? I thought you would. Wow.
I'm trying.
Yeah. Well, hey, that was a great episode, Bill, looking at the One Watch collection. So this was Watch Talk Across the Pond. I'm Dean from One to Watch. And who are you?
Bill from Not a Watch... Snob.
Hey, brilliant. Okay, mate. Well, brilliant. We'll catch up soon.
All right, brother.